Peace. Welcome to episode 8 of the Hip Girls Podcast, and we got some tips for you guys. What's this topic, Zoe?
This is the Hot Girl Summer Tips. We'll just talk about some things that you can do or things that you may be interested in to do this summer, just to have some fun, clear your mind, and things like that. So this episode is just tips on how to have a good hot girl summer. Again, my name is Zoe.
And I'm Aza, and I want to get into this because it's like, that's like a hashtag, hot girl summer.
True.
So I was like, all right, let's talk about what's the tips to have a hot girl summer. I think my tip, number one tip, and then I'm going to let you go with yours, is just to really go outside and reconnect with nature. I think that's like important. If it stopped raining, man. It's been raining, but I think it's really important because my sons, they just wrapped up their track season, and I always feel, you know, rejuvenated when I be outside. Mm-hmm. Like, one, the benefits of vitamin D, the benefits of sunlight, right? Two, it's just an antidepressant. Like, you just need to be outside. Like, you tripping if you're not going outside daily and getting your dose of vitamin D. So what you got to say? What you think about that?
Reconnecting with nature.
Yeah. That's my Arkansas side.
I mean, the sun, like the weather can, like, create a mood for you if you, like, you having a bad day. If the sun comes out, you know, you just feel better. So it's like a connection there. So reconnecting with the nature is something that you can do, maybe to get better moods and, like you said earlier, just to clear your mind, and it'll just be good for you. The sun is always good. It affects a lot of things. So
yeah, studies prove that the sun is a good element. So go ahead.
My tip would be do something that you've never done before.
Do something.
Only because, if you think about it, you always want to do something new. So if you do something that you've never done, you feel good about it, it's something that's maybe on your bucket list, it can be anything. So I would suggest you do anything. What if it's just if you want to skydive, or if you want to pedal boat or kayak, whatever. So
yeah,
it's just something fun. Like, you go to a different place. So
all the high risk behavior, all the high risk activities,
yeah.
Adrenaline, get that adrenaline pumping. I like that. That's a challenge, and I'm gonna accept it.
Something you never done.
Yeah, I'm gonna accept it. I'm gonna do well. I've been doing it. That's kind of like, you know, something that's embedded in me. Other one is to eat watermelon. I was at work, and this lady, she kind of like Brazilian, Native American, and she just walked up to me, and she was just like, "You look so rejuvenated." And I told her the secret. I said, "I eat mad watermelon." like Mark, my husband, he got the deal, the plug 3 for $20. So he get them like. Like, we got so much watermelon at home. It's ridiculous. It's, like, all in our refrigerator. Like, we'd be like, damn. Like, you open the refrigerator. And so, like, we've been on this regimen where we've just been eating watermelon for breakfast. Like, a lot of watermelon. And then I did the research. Watermelon is, like, a damn near super fruit. It's anti-cancerous, antioxidants, vitamin C. It's water. Melon is majority water, so it, you know, keep you hydrated. And that's really why our ancestors survived in that sun, you know, during slavery, because they ate watermelon. So, and it's from Africa originally. So it's for your body phenotype. So I want more people to eat watermelon. You can have the barbecue, but you cleansing it when you eat watermelon.
Yeah. Mine's is saving, keeping up your finances. So it's just something that I'm working on myself personally. So we saving.
That's a big one.
It's very hard for me to do that, but I'm learning how to do that. And just like keeping up with bills and, you know, your finances, and because you have to prepare for the next, you know, month or two or 6 months from now. So it's just a good thing to do. I know that's pretty like lame in the lamest terms.
What do you mean it's like that shit's mad important?
When people think about hot girl summer though, they thinking about ratchet shit.
So. Ratchet shit. So you want, okay. You can't. You gonna be sad.
So if you want to save up your, if you want to save up your money, just let, just get your work boyfriend.
So,
yeah, get your work boyfriend. That's
a sugar daddy.
Not even a sugar daddy. Your work boyfriend. Somebody hot and young, just buying your food off. Or clocking you in when they want to, when you, they need.
Hey. You just, that's the secret. Yeah, you walk in the desk, you got a lunch. Ah, oh, man. you gotta save, though. What's some tips, like some practical things?
Well, like if you have a direct deposit, you can have a certain amount going, a percentage going somewhere into 401k savings or whatever.
Yeah.
Cooking at home saves you a lot of money. Cooking your own food saves you a lot of calories, shit, decrease of salt, a lot of shit. So cooking at home will save money as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to eat out all the time.
And go, and if you want to be ratchet, go to Happy Hour and get them drinks half off. You know what I'm saying? You can have fun, ratchet fun, but you got to be smart about it. I think my practical tips is what you saying, like a percentage going straight to the savings, and we don't touch that. Like, right. It's not even there, you know. And then sometimes you really just gotta like go to free places with your family, like taking them to parks and stuff, museums, free concerts, things like that, so you can save up. My number three is get rest and sleep. I know that's kind of like, now that's lame because we talking about hot girl summer. But if you don't get your sleep and then the sun go down mad late. So it's like you want to get that, you know, summer night vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get rest, B. Or you going to be cranky snapping on everybody. Like, I found myself doing that and I was like, it's because I didn't get sleep and I had a headache. So what I've been doing is doing me a nighttime ritual where it's like I start stargazing with my sons. Like some straight nerd shit. We reading and like studying astronomy. Mm-hmm. So we go outside and look at the stars. And so that's just what I've been doing, and drinking some tea so I can get good sleep. Because you can tell when somebody they like ain't really sleeping that good.
Hell yeah.
You get that dark shit under your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
It's like, man, she ain't getting enough sleep. Them bags, all of that. So.
Yeah. Sleep is a big thing. My tip is also go on dates. If it's a friend date, a family date, or whatever, I think it's a good thing. Or whoever you're interested in, going on a date is... It's always fun. Like I said earlier, they can pay for it. That'll just knock two of your tips off the list right there. But, yeah, just going on dates. If you want to eat somewhere, look at art or whatever. Brunch, whatever. But a cute date is always a good thing. Like, you don't want to get caught up in your work, you know, forever. So, go on a date or do something with whomever. A girlfriend date every month is dope. We used to do that. We used to pick somewhere to eat or do something once a month with all the girls. So, I kind of miss doing that, but... this year we planning a wedding.
Hot girl summer. Take your girls on a date and talk shit and just have fun. I'm hijacking it. That's hard.
What, going on dates?
I mean, I do on dates, but like I'm saying, like with your friends, making it become like a priority.
It's like it's a once. I like that. Thing. Yeah, we used to do that a lot.
Or just go. I mean, or just be kick it. Like go over their house and put something on a grill. You know, I love midday dates. Like I feel like brunch and lunch date trumps dinner dates.
Yeah. For sure.
That's like traditional.
I like that. I like midday anything. It's a midday nap. I like that. Midday lunch. I like midday. Yeah. Like it's my favorite time of the day, honestly.
I want to start trying out more new restaurants.
Yeah, we do that too. Like we try new restaurants. But my friend Nina, she's been on her list a lot. She's been knocking them out. I do them. Mm-hmm. I was trying to do them every 2 months or something, but I kind of go to restaurants I never been to.
Yeah, so, it's a good vibe. We gonna go on more dates this summer. And your bae, your friend, or if you got like a work date, I know I be curving my coworkers. I hope they don't feel no way, but they be like, let's go to happy hour, and I gotta take my sons to track, but I was being truthful. But now I see why they was like, let's go to happy hour. Like, you need a break. My next one is enjoy some live music. Me and my husband, we've been going to see like jazz and blues.
I like that. Music. I like it a lot.
You be going to, I thought you were going to concerts.
But I'm saying like
just chill shit. Stuff. Yeah.
I like that.
Well, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, most definitely, because it's like, I mean, local music, first of all, it's not that costly.
Right.
And then second of all, them cats be jamming. It's like they got a chip on, like they got something to prove.
Mm-hmm.
And so they be jamming, man. And I mean, studies have shown, like, live music is just, it's a party, man. It feels so good. I'm actually about to go see Keith Sweat and Johnny Gill.
My friend is inviting me down there.
You don't want to go?
I'm like, I gotta pick my boyfriend up at 6. So
y'all can go together, can't y'all? Making a date.
He's been at work since 6 a.m. I don't think he wanna go anywhere.
Got the same. Man, Johnny Gill got pipes.
12 hours.
Oh yeah, chilling. And you and LaMaire get a blanket. It just rains. It's probably lit though. What's your next one?
Family time, of course.
Segue.
A lot of people think once you get older, you kind of don't have to do family time or you become too busy for it. But it is a thing, big thing in my life. So we do that a lot. We get together no matter where it's at, grandmother house, whoever house, cousins. We kind of do that a lot. We do it ritually, like, honestly. If a cousin coming in town from school, well, we kind of do it once in a while. I go to my mom's house a lot anyway, so. But family, like a family, we always do that.
That's you feel good?
One thing but we always do is nothing. Like, I don't understand.
That shit just
don't have
good.
A family, like family time or anything like that. But make your own family. But it does make you feel good. It's just good times, just memories. I like that nostalgic moment. That's just me. I've always been the type of person. So family time is important.
Now I said you can learn who you are when you are around family. I always learn who I am because they gonna tell you. They gonna keep it real.
Man,
bullshit
and the real.
They're real. So, like, I just kind of want to piggyback on family time. Like, how was your fourth?
My fourth was chill. I went to work. I picked up a shift, so I went to work.
Yeah.
But after we went to my cousin's house, uh-huh. And everybody was just there chilling, jogging around, popping fireworks, eating, drinking.
It was a good time.
It was a good time, yeah. So. Yeah,
I had
chill.
you know what I'm realizing? Like, I get older. Like, we hosted people at our home, and it was hella fun. We had, like, the torches. We had mad watermelon, mad fireworks. My cousin sell fireworks, so he gave us a deal. And that was, like, fire. Like, we had so much fun.
Yeah.
And yeah, but I told my sons, like, we not celebrating the 4th. We just eating good food and, like, celebrating each other company, you know, because I don't work on holidays. So, man, family time, get it in. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? Make sure that, like, y'all staying in contact with each other. You don't want to just see somebody and be like, hey, nah. I hit you up in the next round. My next one is travel. Traveling is, like, super important. Like, you need to go to different places so you can feel higher vibrations. And I think a lot of people think you got to have bread. Like, you got to have money to travel. But, I mean, you can't go broke. You can't go without no money. But if you budget it right, mm-hmm. then you can travel. Like, we've been traveling a lot with our sons and track. Mm-hmm. It's like, it really consumed a lot of my time. I had to stop vending and selling books because we was traveling, doing so much. Mm-hmm. But now I'm realizing that it's mommy time. I'm about to plan some trips. And I mean, you just feel good, bro. Like, new people, new food, new experiences, the weather right, all of that is fire. Like, you gotta travel. And then, how you a travel friend? Do you travel by yourself? Do you think that's...
I used to travel by myself. When I first started traveling, I would travel by myself. I have. I'm trying to think, what's the last time I traveled by myself, though? It's probably been a minute. But... Yeah, I mean,
I know some people.
I just traveled to DC by myself. What am I saying?
I was gonna say that, but I was waiting on you. I was like, "Did you just go?"
Yeah. I went to DC by myself. Well, my friend lived there, but I traveled to DC to get to my friend's house and for her birthday stuff. So, yeah, but I travel by myself sometimes. But most of the time, I'm with someone. But I will travel by myself here and there. It just depends on the reason. But
right,
other than that, I'm traveling with someone. This trip actually wasn't supposed to be by myself. My cousin was actually supposed to go. But sometimes you do have to travel by yourself because you can't really just stop everything because somebody doesn't go. So it happens.
Yeah, one monkey don't stop the show. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going a few places. And it's all family oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Except for my birthday, I'm going hiking. But I'm excited to get down to Texas, see what they finna talk about down
Texas,
there.
Man. I've been trying to get to Houston.
August,
for a while.
Man. I'm finna be down there. A majority of my family in Houston.
I never can go. I don't have a reason to go, so I don't go.
My sister having a baby. So I'm finna be all in her face.
In Houston?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to Houston. I got a couple friends, cool people down there. But I've never been there.
Houston, I like Houston. Every time we go down there, it's because it's so big.
It's massive. Yeah, I've been in Dallas. It's big, so I can imagine how Houston is.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in Dallas. August, I'm gonna be in Texas. Hellas in August. What's your next one?
Read. Read. I'm saying if it's an old book that you've been trying to read or something that's new, just reading. Articles, whatever you want to read, magazines, whatever. But I'm just saying, I've been heavy on reading lately.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting back into this other book that I'm reading, but it's something. It's cool reading. You know, you have to have time for it too, though.
Yeah, you have to make time.
You have to make time for that. But
so, reading cool though.
It's a tip to have a cool summer, like once you have downtime. So,
yeah, true that. But I really don't be knowing how many people read in the summer.
Yeah, people don't read in the summer. It's, I mean, like, if you at work like me, yeah, and you sitting at a desk, you definitely gonna read. It ain't.
So I've been listening to audiobooks.
I'm not really fascinated with that. I've never really been into it. The only time I've ever been into audio was probably in school, if we're all reading the same book out loud.
Well, see, like, when that was, like, my exercise, keeping myself tight. Like, when my sons be practicing on track, I be on track. And so I had an audio book going on in my ears. And lately, I just been reading books that's, like, helped me to, like, prosper. Mm-hmm. Like, to help me actually, like, fulfill my purpose and make a lot of time. Because I'm realizing that money can be replaced, but time can't.
Of course. I think a lot of people don't know that, though.
Yeah.
I think
so it's not about making money. It's about
don't understand that. And that is my biggest issue with some people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Money motivates, but time becomes fear. And I say that because we're so motivated to, you know, get money, find money, whatever.
Yeah.
To be established. But, like, time becomes a fear. Because once you're done getting all that money, you realize that you're getting older. There are deadlines to a lot of things in life. Mm-hmm. And then time becomes your biggest fear. But I've always known time was, like, for me, time has always been, a priority for me.
Yeah, I'm realizing that, like, the older I get and, like, my children get, I got so many nieces and nephews.
Mm-hmm.
And they all want to spend the night, you know, my house be the fun house. And it's just, like, I'm starting to really savor those moments, man. Like, mm-hmm. I want to do this. I want to be the auntie, the mama, the friend where, you know, I got time. Like, the luxury of time. Mm-hmm. I remember Pusha T in an interview. He was like, they was like, man, what took you so long to drop an album? And he looked at his watch, and he was like, I got the luxury of time. Like, I don't have to rush. I don't have to be all of that, you know, just humping and hump. You know how people be pressed? I don't have to do all that because I have the luxury of time. I set myself up. So I've been, you know, he gave me some books to read, and that's kind of just what I'm on, so.
Yeah, and time also, like, you think about it, it's all about organizing and prioritizing. Mm-hmm. If you really don't know how to keep things in order or know how to, like, prioritize what's the best thing or what's the, you know, most important thing to you right now.
Right.
Then, shit, you'll be fine. Honestly, like, if you set yourself up correctly, like you said, have the luxury of time, like, you don't understand, that relieves a lot of stress. Like, it relieves a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And your expectations will be set.
Yeah, man.
After that, you good, honestly.
Yeah, so I'm, like, really realizing, like, all this go together. Like, going to sleep so you can wake up earlier, you know, eating the right food so you can have more energy. All of that. You know, I ain't gonna lie, I ate whatever, like, yesterday. I just couldn't resist it. I had to make a plate.
And that's too much stress trying to figure out if you can eat something. You know, that's too much stress.
No, you know how I am. I'm a health, like, kind of
sweater. I mean, I'm a health person, but when it comes to holidays, I really don't care, like, what I'm doing.
I dig that. That's what I like about you. Like, you
I don't give a fuck about that shit. Like, no.
Man.
I'll get back into my health bag, like, after the fun. Like, sometimes people just be too uptight about a lot of shit, and I'm just not that type of person. You will stress yourself out.
That's 100.
Trying to be something so perfect, but.
So, my next one, I like that time thing. That can be a whole episode on itself. My next one is to glow. You gotta, like, kind of exercise, gotta move around. It ain't nothing. Like,
get rid of that toxic relationship you got. Really, it's friends. That'll create a glow. Like, a different type of glow.
Damn. You hella right. like
bags,
bags, lady, let that shit go. Man, like, but the thing is, let's keep it a book. When people be trying to let go of these toxic relationships, how do they let them go? Like, not like, how do they let them go, but...
Everything is a process.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It by the summertime, that should be the end of your process. Like, to create a hot girl
did
summer.
Did you see Casey? Is it Cassie? No, it's not Casey. It's Cassie. P. Diddy. His ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
How does she look? Like, that type of glow.
But she... It looks... But you know what? If you... She prepared herself. So, like... While we was all thinking what was going on, she was already preparing herself to leave the situation. She already had her mindset. Yeah. She already knew what she was going to do, who she was going to be in love with. Yeah. It was all calculated, and I could tell.
So my question for this is, when people leave toxic relationships, and it is a process because they be down and out, you know, need naps and they back rubbed, and it's a... ugly process.
Right.
Let's keep it honest. When people leave, because I haven't seen girlfriends, leave they got and then they going through it. Like they really going through it.
I think everyone has experience of broken heart.
Right? But everybody not open to talk about it. But do you need somebody else to help you go? Or is that like a self work, an inner thing?
It's 50-50. I don't think you ever get nowhere in life without someone.
True.
So, you really can't go through a glow without support. Without an individual, period. You can do your own internal... You'll get to your own internal, process the other half after you have that first 50 with someone else. Like,
yeah.
Because you're going to have someone to talk to, advice, someone to actually tell you how to get out of a relationship or a situation, someone to actually point it out. Because you probably wouldn't know if someone else didn't tell you most of the time. You really only, catch something if someone tells you something. Yeah. Like, you in a fucked up situation and, that shit happens when you have someone in your life. So I think you do need someone at the beginning to get over something or through something. Not get over, but through something.
That is key. Getting through it.
Not like over you need it. Someone, but you'll get through that shit. And once you done with your friends talk and your family talk or whatever, coworker, whatever, the self is the end part. Like, it's all you internally. It's reflection. It's advice. It's determination. It's self-love. All that shit is last. You ain't gonna think about self-love first, from before you get the advice.
You motherfucking and broke my heart. I'm honest.
Right.
You owe me money. All the time. Resources I put into you.
The self part is at the end. I think Carrie Hilson, she went through her breakup and it was her friends first who got her through this shit.
Yeah.
And now it's just herself. Like, you can tell everything is reflection of herself, where she's been, how she got there, why, all that. That shit is last.
Like Ciara. You can tell when somebody in love, or they got keep it 100, they have a good sex life. Because it's just they have...
You think Ciara and Russell has a good sex life? I don't know about that. But in love, of course. I can see that.
Well, is it because he kind of on the nerd, the geeky side? You don't think?
No, I just feel like they're safe. I just feel like they say, but the other shit.
In love. Okay, of course. You can tell I'm gonna take the sex life out.
You can now. Cassie is the sex life. You can see it.
100%. Rihanna.
Sierra, you can't see it.
Whoever
Rihanna with. You can see it. For sure.
You can see it. It's like. She has and that shit gives you, it's like in Chinese they call it, it's like a chi energy. It's just like that feminine energy. It's just vibrant as hell. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't get that from Seattle. You right. But I do get that from Cassie and Riri. So, what's your next one?
My last one is Face of Fear. I just say that goes along with doing something you've never done before. So, facing the fear, that's just something dope to me. I feel like it always been something you should do. Only because fear is in the mind and it can control you. So, get over whatever it is, whether it's starting something of your own, helping someone out, anything. But face a fear, whatever it is. Some people have those weird fears, phobias. But face some type of fear. It's good to go through it. I've always been the type of person that doesn't want to not be able to hold a conversation because I've never done it before. I've always been like that. Mm-hmm. So if it's a fear that I have to get through.
Face the fear.
Face
the fear. That's hella
fear. Fear. Definitely.
That's how you say it. I agree 100%. But it's just certain things I'm not going to do.
I ain't talking about nothing extreme. Like, what's a fear of yours that you would never do?
Like, I don't feel like I need to jump out of an airplane. But I'm fearful for that. Like, that's something.
Why is it a fear?
I be thinking about my kids. Like, if something happened. Like,
what's the worst thing that can happen to you on a jumping out of a plane?
Like, some karma shit. Something happened, and
if your parachute doesn't fall, doesn't I just come think about out, my you kids. Just don't land where.
I haven't put that much thought into it. But I'm just, like, when it comes to, like, stuff, like, where
Are you afraid of fear? Is it because you're afraid of karma, or are you afraid because you're afraid that you can't control nothing?
Damn. Damn, you got me, like, cat got my tongue. Control. Like, I'm not in control, so it's like, yeah,
you know, that's exactly. Women desire control, so that's definitely a
what
lot
you
of
been
feel.
Doing what you been reading
I asked me all the right questions. I just remember in middle school we talked about stuff like that. Yeah. About women, what we desire.
What's something you fearful of?
Fear
Leo, because I know Leos think they can tackle everything.
My rising, I can't even think of anything. You can name something and I probably won't have a fear of it.
Come on, it's something.
Fear? I don't know.
Big dog, I know you fearful of something. You trying to tell me nothing?
Fear? it's a real bitch, real bad. But I fear maybe like a naked picture of me will come out. But
a new?
Like, I'm not scared of a new. I don't know. I fear that. Oh, I fear being dumped.
You never been dumped?
I have not ever been dumped.
Really?
I kind of fear that.
So you never got... Have you ever got rejected?
I think I've been rejected one time. But that's not dumped. Being rejected is just something... like offhand, but like if you spend time with someone and you confirm the relationship and you get dumped.
I've been dumped like in middle school and shit, but I mean it's
I've kind of been semi-dumped, but I knew I was gonna get back with them. Like it was like a couple days. Like then I'm talking about like being dumped,
like heartbroken. Like you never had your heart broken?
I have had my heart broken, but y'all haven't been dumped. I don't know. Okay,
I'm not sure about that.
All right, so look, I've had my heart broken before, but he didn't dump me. He just broke my
your heart.
Heart.
So, dump.
Divorce, dump. That type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I fear of getting divorced and dumped in the same thing. Like, if it wasn't my call, I would be so fucking hurt.
Yeah. That's some real shit.
I would be hurt. If I get divorced by someone on their call. Oh
like
my
you,
God.
Like you got served the paper. Like you thought everything was peachy. And then sick. You got sick. Served divorce. Some papers.
Dump, divorce, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, my God.
I think my biggest fear is probably not being healthy. Like, being diagnosed with something.
Or
something.
I mean, I think that's a given.
Anything that messes with my mobility.
I think that's a given. Who doesn't fear that? That's kind of like automatic.
A lot of people don't fear it because they sleep with whoever.
Nah, people fear that shit.
Man, please.
I don't think people fear of getting sick. I'm not saying what just I'm by saying, sexual things. I'm talking about it can be cancer. It can be anything. I think a lot of people fear that.
Well, a lot of people don't think about their health because they sleep with a lot of people. And that's something that I think...
You don't think they still fear that in the back of their mind? You crazy if you don't think that.
You know... At St. Louis is like one of the top leading cities in STDs. People not scared. Yeah. They get
that don't mean nothing. That don't mean that
I don't. Don't you not fearful then because you anything goes. You just like
it's in the back of their mind.
I don't know.
I'm not saying sexual. I'm not saying sexual. It can be
okay.
Cancer. It can be
true that.
So, anything.
So eat more sickness. Watermelon. But the where I was trying to go with this was all of that stuff we name we can't face, right? That's right. Kind of like destiny, that type of thing, right? I mean, whatever. But something that you can't face or fear, like me. That's why I'm going hiking. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
what are you scared of though?
When I go hiking?
Like what would be fearful about that? What makes you scared to go
hiking? It'd be like snakes. It'd be all type of shit when you go hiking.
So you afraid to hike or
No, like listen. let me finish. So when that's like my therapy is like walking, hiking. But I be on weak trails. Like my trails be weak.
Okay, so
I'm stepping it up.
You scared of that. Okay.
Yeah, but
I'm still trying to figure out what type of fear I have besides being divorced on someone else's terms.
How can you face what's a fear that you can face?
I'm a true Leo. Like it's nothing that I can think of.
I'm a my you know
like my, animals. But,
that's what I ain't trying to. No, this shit,
I'm just thinking of stuff like that. What I'm scared of, like what I fear.
It's you know what? Maybe this is what it is. I think I figured it out.
What?
We need to be exposed to more.
I mean, I'm
scared to do drugs. Like that's some shit I'm never gonna.
You
face.
Know what? I fear that.
You're not gonna catch me doing all of that wild pill.
I fear
you
that.
Know what?
I fear someone spiking my. I just fear a lot of I fear that type of shit. That is so scared of.
I got it out of you.
Yeah.
No,
bro,
that should be pissing me off.
No.
Like, you ever seen a geek?
No.
Like a young.
I fear even getting addicted to cigarettes. No. I'm good.
That's the most frightening thing, seeing a young geek. Like a young zombie.
I know. So yeah, we was talking about doing drugs and yeah, so that is a fear of mine now that I think about it.
Don't do drugs.
I've seen that shit. So I don't like that shit. Because I don't know how people do that.
That's why I ain't never after Rick Ross said that, slip a drink in her slip a Molly in her drink, she ain't know it. Like that's the weakest shit to me. Like, ladies, sisters, please do not leave your drinks around a nigga that look like Rick Ross. any creep. Yeah. That's so whack.
I'm trying to pass it to you, too.
All of that. Y'all be
that
careful for that.
Before. Chicago. It's out in the club, and this man literally slid me the pill in my hand. Me, I'm an asshole. So I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, I'm looking at him like, I said that motherfucker right on the counter. He got upset. I'm like, you shouldn't be passing around. He like, what are you doing? Why are you putting... I'm like, don't slide me nothing if you don't want to get caught, man. I'm gonna get your ass caught. So shit.
Yeah, that type of shit make me.
It's
like,
real. It's real out there, people.
I be half of them. Like it's something in me that make in my gut that make me so mad. Like I straight wanna like fuck somebody up. Like don't do that. That's the wackest, weakest shit ever. Lastly, do what you love. Like that's kind of what we gonna wrap it up. Hot girl summer. Do what you love, whatever that is. I think I'm going to get a bike. I've been somewhere between getting a bike or some rollerblades. Because they say you're supposed to have three hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
One, to keep you creative.
Mm-hmm.
One, to make you money.
Mm-hmm.
And one, to keep you healthy. And so, with track season, I practiced track with them. That was my healthy and hiking. So I'm like, that's over with. I need a bike or some blades.
I like that. But yeah, I would just say, Leah, do what you want to do. Be free spirit, whatever you want to be. Start saying no.
And be responsible.
Responsible. Take accountability. It's a lot. So have a good hot girl summer. Be blessed.
Be blessed, y'all. Thank you for listening to episode 8, and we out.